Hello, my name is Satarion. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. All right, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm actually calling for the fourth time to try to find out some information about the vaccination. The first lady transferred me to the unemployment office. The second lady hung up on me. The third gave me a number for the Alabama vaccination line, and when I called them, they said that they were scheduling appointments only. They could not answer questions about the vaccination. So now I'm calling you guys back.
Okay. Definitely understand the concern there. All right. What questions did you have?
Okay. So teachers are now going to be eligible for the vaccination. So we got some information about the vaccination, kind of like a 3-page frequently asked questions thing. And this came from USA Hospital. It says that the vaccination is thought to be effective for around 3 months. It also says that this vaccination is not intended to prevent transmission of the virus from one person to another. It is intended to alleviate symptoms should I become infected with the virus. So that is, in effect, not a vaccination at all. If it doesn't prevent transmission from one person to the other and only alleviate symptoms, that's an antiviral. So I'm trying to find out if there is a vaccination or if it's just an antiviral symptom treatment.
All right. That is a very good question. The first time I've been asked. What I would need to do is to actually gather that information. for you, and I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. All right, ma'am. I'm still with you. I'm just gathering that information for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
What's up? Are you on the phone?
The COVID vaccination hotline.
You're doing the vaccination?
Yeah.
You know, it makes people feel like crap for like a week and then.
I know. I don't know if I am or not because the shit I read about it today makes it sound like it's not a vaccination at all.
It's just injecting you with COVID.
No, I'm calling about it right now. It flat out says it does not prevent transmission from person to person.
What's it do then?
Releases or relieves symptoms should you become infected.
That's dumb.
And it's only thought to be effective for like 3 months. That's in the paperwork that was sent to us. So that's not even a vaccination. That's an antiviral. No, we're in the library. That's an the library. That's an anti. Yes.
Owen, shut up.
That is an anti. Dylan, close your door. That is an antiviral treatment. That alleviates symptoms, Devin, close your door.
Sorry.
If it does not prevent transmission, that's not a vaccination. That's entirely what vaccinations do. So.
All right, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for waiting so patiently for me. All right, so I've been searching, and I did find the area that's provided for me to get more information about the vaccine themselves. And
okay.
All right, where it says the status of the vaccines. If you don't mind, this is going to be a bit of a long read, just letting you know beforehand, okay?
Okay.
All right. Two vaccines have been authorized for emergency use by the FDA, the U.S. FDA. The first one is the Pfizer-BioNTech, the COVID-19 vaccine. All right. The vaccine is authorized for emergency use in persons age 16 and older. This is a two-dose vaccine given 21 days apart. Clinical trial data show the vaccine is 95% effective at preventing COVID-19 infection starting 7 days after the second dose. Individuals will not be considered fully protected until 1 to 2 weeks after they receive the second dose. The clinical trials reveal no major unanticipated adverse events. This vaccine arrived in Alabama on December the 14th. All right. The second one is the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine.
We're not being offered the Moderna vaccination, so the only one that would apply to me would be that Pfizer vaccine that you just talked about.
Okay, so don't want any information on the Moderna?
No, it's not available to me, so nope, not right now.
Okay.
So, all right, that's about all you've got for information on it?
I got a bit.
You have to find out because it came from their hospital, so it's just kind of odd that.
Okay, give me one moment. Give me one moment because I think I have a bit more, and I'll be right with you. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. At this light.
Devin told me.
You see that?
That was me.
Yeah.
I told her.
I think it's because he's mad because Mango isn't dead.
Yeah, he knew what he wanted.
show her the video that TikTok.
I'll show it here. Like, let her drive.
There's this video on TikTok where there's a cat laying on its back and it's like face, and they'll hit him in the belly and they'll sit up and then they'll hit him in the head and they'll lean back. And they'll hit him in the head and they'll lean back.
Mango
like
needs to
come. Like he's in a bad mood. Like, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
To get him to work out.
Mango needs that.
Mango doesn't need that. No choice. Murphy could do it. He pulled his ear. I'm going to get you. And do the other ear. Oh,
he'd roll around to the side and get out.
Yeah, because his fat old bum allows him to stitch your toe. Oh, my God. In about 1 mile, you're going to turn right on the same.
You're just going to tell me.
Okay. How much do you think that house is?
Like $300,000 to $400,000.
Really? Because it's over here.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, like, I went to that class.
I know. She sent me an email.
These look refurbished.
Did you cry when she told you?
No. Did Dylan tell you what you said?
No.
I just cried.
Mm-hmm, I heard. It is sweet.
So that one right there is probably five.
Honey, I don't know. That's cute, Teddy. That was cute. What was that? Tennis court only?
All right, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, the rest of the information that I found just says that it basically works to help your body becomes immune to the sickness, but it doesn't say anything about how contagious you will be as far as having COVID-19, or rather not you be able to still spread it or not. It doesn't give me any information on that. But it does say that it does help your body become immune to the actual disease itself.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your help.
All right. You're more than welcome. I hope we've been able to help. If you need any information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.